that the food situation's a little bit different than what people thought, is there is without doubt a problem in Africa of a development economists debate whether or not this is a 40-year catastrophic drought or a 70-year record-setting drought right now from Ethiopia through Djibouti and things. It's a pretty bad slice of Africa, but that's independent. It has nothing to do with Ukraine, and it has to be addressed. That the volume of food produced, and we're again talking about grain, which goes as feed for cattle, feedstock for cattle, or as well as of course for bread and you know and other foods, is the supply is actually up. It's up 4%, and that's in our data we presented you is putting in zero for Ukraine. The food supply is up. Is that throughout the world, the U.S. but not only the U.S. Every major grain producing nation has had a bumper crop. And this is the thing which is also shocking. And we just got it verified yesterday because they couldn't believe it themselves and our government, is that Ukraine, where people were estimating that if only we could get that grain out through safe navigation under these ports like Odessa and things that are being, you know, shelled, is looking at 45 billion metric tons of grain. Ukraine has actually almost twice that. We even had at our last CEO summit in June, just, you know, 2 months ago, we had President Zelensky with us, of course, by Zoom, but it was his only, since he's been president, the only exchange he's had with leaders anywhere, including the Security Council, the Davos, World Economic Forum, or the EU, or the United States Congress, where it wasn't a monologue speech, but it was actually a dialogue. It was all conversation. And his conversation was about that he most worried about how Russia was bombing their supply chain logistics and the storage and making it impossible to plant and harvest. But despite all those hardships, they in fact are way ahead in their production of food, almost rivaling that. You know, we usually think that Russia is more than a third larger in terms of the production, but Ukraine is almost there. So if the government can assure safe passage of, you know, of shippers through the North Sea or elsewhere to get that grain out, that's great. That's wonderful. The food is there. The hard part is the equitable distribution to suffering people, especially in Africa. This is a persistent problem, and this has to be addressed. And I think the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, I think the EU and the US are working actively with them. They frankly need more publicity around what they're doing to inspire more activity around that. But it's the equitable distribution is the issue. And that Ukraine is not even remotely involved with that. Ukraine is doing more, almost more than any company on a country on the planet to help improve the food situation. But it's the rest of the world's burden to get the food there.